But first tonight, Beijing witnessed a military parade par excellence as hundreds of thousands of Chinese tuned in on TV and online to watch the much-anticipated celebration of seven decades of Communist Party rule in their country. Flawlessly coordinated oceans of people, 100,000 of them, some crisply uniformed and in perfect step, others civilian, filled the heart of Beijing, where the most powerful leader since Mao, President Xi Jinping, stood atop the Tiananmen rostrum in a Mao suit and reviewed a massive display of military hardware. To our correspondent Bill Birtles in Beijing in a moment, and expert analysis of those weapons that China paraded today, that's also coming up. But first, let's get a sense of the sounds and the feel of National Day in Beijing. Isabel Rowe prepared this report.
Bayonets raised and not a hair out of place, thousands of soldiers marching in perfect formation at the beginning of the hours-long parade. 56 guns for 56 ethnic groups, each fired 70 times. Looking down on the crowd, China's most powerful president since Chairman Mao, Xi Jinping.
Today, a socialist China is standing rock firm in the east of the world. No force can shake the status of our great nation or stop the Chinese people and nation from striving forward.
President Xi then went to inspect the troops standing through the sunroof of a black limousine. He yelled, "Hello, comrades." The soldiers replying, "Follow the party." Then came the weapons in their hundreds. On China's official global television network, English-speaking commentators spruiked the country's most powerful warhead yet.
The DN-41 is an intercontinental strategic nuclear missile. Its purpose is for both balancing power and securing victory. They are deployed in mountains and the ocean in defense of national security and world peace.
Rolling through Tiananmen Square for half an hour, drones, submersibles, tanks, equipment developed by China designed to show off its capability. Despite all of this, President Xi reiterated a message of peace.
Over the last 70 years, Chinese people of all ethnicities have been of one heart and one mind and working hard and achieved accomplishments that have caught the attention of the world.
There was even a float representing the Uyghur minority, one of the 56 ethnic groups, despite recent attention on China's persecution of the Uyghurs. Following the display of military hardware came the People's Parade. One of the floats, a representation of one country, two systems.
The formation includes Chinese from Hong Kong, Macau and Taiwan.
The English parade commentators repeating a message crafted for pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong.
The policy of one country, two systems is the cornerstone of reunification. China says the policy will succeed as long as it is fully, accurately understood.
Xi Jinping echoed those sentiments.
On our journey forward, we must adhere to the principle of peaceful reunification and one country, two systems, maintain long-term prosperity and stability of Hong Kong and Macau, push for peaceful development of cross-strait relationship, unite all Chinese people to continue to work hard for the complete reunification of our nation.
To finish, the release of 70,000 balloons and 70,000 white doves.
Isabel Rowe with that report.